I'll tell you what, I initially wasn't on board with these retro consoles from Nintendo coming out. I had an issue. I said, you know, I was fighting this battle with my buddy all the time, saying, what the fuck am I going to get a console when I could just go online, download all those games for free? I could even, heck, play them on my phone. There's no need for me to get these things. It just didn't make any sense. But I, as I've gotten along this journey here the last month or so, I've been reading and combination of just not interested in dating and trying to put effort into that because, quite frankly, it's expensive. And it's something that you don't get results, you know, unless you lie and you play the game. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and do my version of a cat lady and go back to what I love doing, video games. That's something I've done since a young age. That was kind of my getaway mechanism when I dealt in my world, you know, not being able to talk to family or have people to talk to. Video games was the people that I talked to, that I played with, and I spent a lot of free time with. It was, you know, you grow up moving from place to place. You never had a set routine. So you kind of go into this introverted mode in front of a TV and playing games, and it just entertains you. And it's something that I did and I enjoyed, quite frankly. And it was something that I ended up doing. But as life goes on, as you get older, as you have responsibilities, and in my case, once you have a child, you fully get devoted into that. Now it becomes a level of your interest and things you like doing in conjunction with adding exercise and fitness. It's something that my schedule just didn't allow for me to invest lots of time in. Video gaming, it's something that I can't do what I did when I was a kid. I can't do 4 hours. I can't do that. You know, I could do 1 hour, 2 hours tops. You know, that's kind of a good fix. I could do that before I get itchy and having to do something else. You know, so that's kind of where full circle, here we are again, and I just decided instead of becoming a cat lady, like I said earlier, and you know how the cat ladies are like the term for people that don't date the girls that don't date, they just get a bunch of fucking cats hanging around the house, and then when they die, those very same cats will eat them up alive because that's how gross they are. Yes, they do that. Read it. You know, unlike a dog would just like howl and mourn your death. You know, a cat would be like, ah, fuck, I'm gonna lick you up little by little, nibble on you. You're not bad. Ugh. Sorry, I got a little gross there. But yeah, so I reverted to gaming again, and it's been lots of fun. Now, you know, one of my favorite consoles of all time is the Super Nintendo, so it just happened that Nintendo was releasing SNES. I would say it's in my top five. I would say PlayStation 2, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, regular Nintendo. Yeah, easily out of the five consoles, top five, three of them are going to be Nintendo. And I would say for me, Super NES was my favorite one by far. And I went ahead and saw the games on it. I was like, gosh. And then on top of that, you're able to hack it. And it's a beautiful thing this day and age. You just got to YouTube it, and it just takes you step by step as far as how to go about doing that. So for a guy like me that I said, okay, I'm going to, you know, have some free time here. I'm going to go ahead and invest in it. I didn't want to sit in front of a computer. I initially did. I wanted to do everything through the computer. But then I said, no, you know, it's more comfortable if you have it in front of you in your bedroom. If you want to just switch the console to the computer, it forces you to play in the computer. You just can't go ahead and detach the desktop and put it on a different TV. The way the Super Nintendo is very portable. So if I go travel somewhere, I could just go in and hook it up, and it'll be very easy to do. And I think there were just so many things as I read up on it and started seeing it. I said, you know what? It's my favorite console. It has a lot of games that I loved that I played when I had the console. So might as well jump in. I could hack it so that not only can I put Super Nintendo games, but I can also play Nintendo games. It just made sense as a former gamer. And the price point was perfect. It was $80. You know, that's how much I spent on a date. I mean, the movies are expensive for me by myself. I spent easily almost $50 because I paid $20 to get in, and then I pay another $20 for food. Yes, I paid $20 for concessions, believe it or not. So that ends up being, you know, almost the same price, give or take, of a couple movies. And I'm not a movie buff. I just only go when the comic ones are out there or Star Wars. Fuck, I'm excited about Star Wars. Fuck yeah. Okay, so going into the SNES, you know, I would say that for anybody that is just a basic gamer and is looking for something simple, easy to just log into, the games that come with it are fine. And it comes with two controllers, and you can hack it. If you don't want to hack it, you can get a buddy that's maybe a little tech savvy to do it for you. It doesn't take long. You know, I did it myself. It's all that stuff is so simple to do, and I love it because it just reminds me of back in the day wanting to play so many games, but you couldn't get them. Sometimes I go to the video game store, and they would not be there because they were so popular, so I give up on them. Or they were too expensive to buy because a lot of those games back in those days were like $60. You know, $60 cartridges for me, you know, college kid or kid in high school, that was a lot of money. You know, that's how much I made in a weekend working at the cafeteria at Florida Southern. You know, I used to work. I had a lot of jobs. I used to dishwash. I used to work in the cafeteria while I went to school, while I played basketball. You know, I talk about all those rents. But, yeah, so now it's just so beautiful because all of it is free. So any game that I want to try for the Super Nintendo or Nintendo, I can do it. I could download the top 100 games onto that little console and play and just have time. And the cool thing about it is this, is that, like, for example, I just beat Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. That's a very hard fucking game to play. It basically, I would say, is top five hard games that I've played. I mean, it really is. Now, if I was younger, I would have beaten it no matter what because I would have had the time. But now I'm not sitting there all day during the summer playing. You know, I'm not waking up and playing it all day. I'm actually having an hour or two to play with the console. So the beautiful thing about the SNES is that it allows you to save it at any point. So if I'm right there at the last boss, I could just say, poof, save it. Have the saving points. So just in case I die, I can go back to it. And I didn't realize it until I got to the final boss. I was like, oh, shit, I could just save it right here. Because I'm so used to gaming and I'm so used to going through a certain stage and knowing that I have to learn how a stage works for me to advance. So the whole fucking time I was doing it old school. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, I fucked myself up big time, Frankie. But I would suggest it for anybody, for us grown adults that did like gaming, and I would do it because the price point is right, and you could also download Nintendo and Super Nintendo games, and I think I like that about it. Whereas the Nintendo console, the classic one, I wouldn't do it because of the controller, the two buttons. But with the SNES, you have six buttons in which you're able to play the regular Nintendo game. So I would say overall it's a great buy for the price. Obviously, Nintendo did some things for it not to become crazy out in the resale market. You could upload, I think it has 300 gigs of memory, if I'm not mistaken. It's a lot of memory that it has. I mean, let's just, for example, it comes with 30. I added 69 games to it, and it still has plenty more than half space remaining. So I know I could easily download 200 to 300 games in total and be in a good position. And to play them all, and it sorts them out. It's a beautiful thing. So I would highly recommend the SNES mini console. It was hard to get because they didn't have them out there. I had to actually go through a website. I forgot the name. It's called Brick Kicker. Something along those lines. It's a website you can go on, and it'll tell you the inventory around your area. And then from there you can go. And then you walk in, and you don't see the video game console there. Like, for me, I didn't see it there at the store I went to. They had seven in that store, but none of them were out on display. So I had to go to the guys, like, listen, you guys got an SNES back there. And he goes, oh, okay, hold on. Sure enough, he gets it for me. Thank God he's just like an old man just doing the right job, because you know there's people out there that don't fucking want anyone to know. Right? I mean, they want to go ahead and hold on to it and then resell it on eBay. Heck, they're not going to get the money that Nintendo got, you know, the resales for Nintendo, the mini Nintendo console got. But, you know, some money is better than no money. And I think that's the that was the point that many people have done, and Nintendo, like I said earlier, corrected it. So, yeah, it's I will give it a double thumbs up. It got me hooked on it again, so I'm gaming once again. You know, instead of going on dates and ranting about that, I'm just video gaming. So, Ghouls and Ghosts, I would say right now, man, it's definitely an 8 out of 10 as far as a challenge. I would say is a 9 out of 10. So I'm looking forward to that. I went ahead and looked up the top 10 hardest SNES games, and that's one of them, and I'm just going through all of them. So Contra 3 right now, it's up next on the fucking stage, and right now it hasn't been fun at all because I'm just trying to get the feel for it, man. Those, and especially when you got to beat it on hard, it's something special. So, but I think it's fun, man. I'm really enjoying this, and I'm hoping to see how deep my passion goes for it. Can't wait.